like to hear a message this morning that could change your life. So this message could change your life. Okay? So we'll go to the book of Romans, Romans chapter 1. Come with me. If you've got a Bible with you, please. I hope most of us have a Bible with us. If you haven't, most phones now have a Bible. So we've been going through Romans. But I want to read from Romans chapter 1. And let me read from verse 8. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers. Without ceasing, I make mention of you always in my prayers. The thing is, when I was thinking about this, I realized there's only one way to live like that. How can you always be, you know, someone said, well, how often should you pray? Well, the Apostle Paul tells us, pray continuously. Continuous. Well, how can you pray continuously? How can these people always be on their mind and praying continuously? How do you do that? Let's get real and honest about this. How does that work? Well, this is how it works. I want us to look at the scriptures. And first of all, I want to establish this. Come with me, please, precious brothers and sisters, to John, the Gospel of John 14. See, we've got to understand these things to understand what it's saying in Romans. This is very important. What Paul is saying, what Paul is teaching in Romans is all-encompassing. This is the new covenant being explained. And this is how it works. In Romans 14, in John 14, sorry, it says this in verse 10. Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Everyone say dwells. Dwells. Come with me now. Verse 17. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. Can you see it, everyone? Can you see that? You sure? Okay. Now then, come with me now to the next chapter. Let's go to the next chapter. Chapter 15. And let me read from verse 3. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. What Paul is saying here is this prayer that he's praying continuously is the fruit of his life. But it comes when you abide. What does it mean to abide? If you look up Greek, the Greek word abide in the original text, what it means is a dwelling. You dwell with him. You actually live there. It's not a place you visit on a Sunday morning for 2 hours. It's a place where you dwell. You see, for a lot of Christian people, what's happened is church has become a religious thing. And they go there and it's 2 hours or it's whatever it is, and it's a, you know, you go and visit and you come and you, you know, and they get bored and, oh, I like that. I want a different flavor church. I want something with a different, you know, and it's a sort of, you know, and it's a sort of, it's something to visit. It's not a place to visit. It's a life. It's a body to live in. It's a place to dwell. And the church is the body of Jesus Christ. And so we dwell in his body. Well, what does that mean? That means all day, every day, I'm living with Christ. What do you mean? You're completely living with Christ? Yes. The only way you can do that is you've got to be sold out. You've got to be sold out. There's no other way to live this. You have to be completely sold out. Oh, but yeah, can't I just have a little bit of me? No. No. You'll be sold out. Yeah, but that sounds radical. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Full on. Full on. That's the Christian message. That's the Christian life. If you really want life, you've got to lose your life in order to find his life. It's full on, everyone. It's a full on life. And that way you really find life. Making sense so far? Yeah. There was a man, Brother Lawrence, so what he did was this. They said to him, he became famous in his day. And he was just, you know, he lived in a monastery type situation. And he would be scrubbing the floors one day, scrubbing the floors, you know, the wooden floors. He'd be scrubbing the floors one day, and then crowds would come and they'd want him to speak and give an address to the massive crowds. Famous newspaper things and all sorts of the day, it was the most, he was very famous. And they said to him, what's your favorite thing to do? He said, well, I like everything. Yeah, but what's your real fear? You like being with the, speaking to the crowds, or? He said, well, I like everything. He said, I like scrubbing the floors and the wooden floors as well. He said, well, how can you like scrubbing the wooden floors as much as speaking with the crowds and writing and things like that? He said, it's all the same to me. They said, what do you mean it's all the same? Well, he said, I abide in him. See, he's living in Christ. So it doesn't matter what he's doing. Because he's living in Christ, it doesn't matter what he's doing. Oh, it's nice to be in the Lamborghini at the Countach. I like the Countach. Nice. Rolls Royce. It's nice. Doesn't really mean that much. Doesn't mean so much. Nothing really means that much. It doesn't matter if it's a small little one, little car. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're walking. It's all the same, actually, once you're living in Christ. You're not so moved by the things of the world when you're living in Christ. You see? There's a place to live in Christ where you're not so affected by the things of the world. It's a beautiful place to be. You're free. You're completely free in that place. Because I know many people who drive around, they've got the thing, and now they're not happy because the repair bills, honestly, you just take it in and this, and so many hassles and so, and also now they want the newer one, the better one. It's a constant wheel of I've got to try and get something. If I could only get something, I'll be happy. I've got to try and get. Hey, no, not for us. We're off that wheel completely. We're in a different place. We're in the body of Christ. Don't need that. To try it out, it's fine. It's a little experience. It may not be a bad thing. Try it out, it's fine. But it's not important. That's what I'm saying. It's just incidental. It's an incidental thing. The big things for this world become incidental to us who are in Christ. Are you listening to me? I'm talking about a new kind of living here. This is completely different type of life. This isn't living the ordinary way. This is completely different type of living. This is living the Christian way. This is the real Christian life. You see, Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and life more abundant. Well, what does that abundant life look like? Well, it doesn't look like the culture of the day. It's not that, it's more than that. Because when you are living in that place, in Christ, you don't need anything from out there. And the richest person in the world, listen to me, the richest person in the world is the person that doesn't need any more money, doesn't need any more cars, doesn't need anything like that at all. They're content just as they are. Now that's real riches. That's really rich. You can't get richer than that. Oh, it's a sweet place to live, my precious brothers and sisters. And Christ gave that place to everyone who puts their faith in him. What a beautiful Savior we have. What a glorious Savior he is. His name is Jesus. Oh, he's worthy of praise. He's so worthy. He's so worthy of praise. Now, let me just, as I come, listen, I'm going to close now. Listen, just listen to this. Let me just say this, okay? As I close, listen. The word abide means to dwell, okay? Means to remain, means to make your home. Here's the truth. Listen to me. You're already dwelling somewhere. You are already dwelling somewhere. The question isn't whether you dwell or not. The question is, where are you dwelling? Where are you dwelling? Oh, some dwell in Christ. Some people dwell in offense. They're dwelling in offense. Some people dwell in comparison. Some people dwell in a four-letter word that begins with L, ends in T. Some people dwell in anger. Now, I'm going to be honest with you, okay? The reason why I got to study this very seriously over the last few weeks was because I was driving in the car and someone was driving so badly and aggressively. I just thought, I'd love to have a chat with them and just explain why it's rude. Oh, it's a bit rude of you to be like that. But the truth is, that's what I was feeling. Don't look at me in a bad way now, okay? I'm just being honest with you all. That's what I felt like. And then afterwards, I thought, I shouldn't feel like that. I'm a pastor. I shouldn't feel like that. It was, oh. and my wife, my darling wife, I said, sweetheart, I said, I could be better, couldn't I, than I am? She said, yeah, you could be, really. I said, yeah. I'm not as good as I'm a work in progress. That's the truth. I'm just a work in progress. And that's why I say to people, don't look at me. What, you're going to look at me? Listen, you're going to be very disappointed if you look at me for too long. Look to Jesus. You'll never be disappointed when you look to Jesus. Amen? Amen? It's him we glorify. It's him we point to. He's the Lord. He's the Savior. Amen. But I thought, I got to be honest with everyone. And when I did that, I thought to myself, Lord, can you help me understand why I'm, you know, I need to, I've got so much work. Oh, help me, Lord, please help me. And I felt the Lord telling me this about abiding. And so I did a study on it. And as I studied it, I thought, oh, this is so rich. This is so rich. Isn't it rich? And when you take this on board and you say, I'm going to live this way, oh, it changes everything. So you see, you don't need to when you have feelings of anger, rush to the Bible. Rush to that place where you're abiding in Christ. Rush to a scripture verse. When things like anger, political outrage is another one I listed, or a victim mentality, nobody likes me, or I always fail, or what's the point, or suicidal thoughts. When the battle is really there, right in the mind, okay? And that's why, you know, we have that wonderful verse in Romans 12:2, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The battlefield really is in the mind. And the way we overcome it is, when it gets tough, when it gets difficult, when you feel, just go back to Christ. Go back to the Bible verse. That's why, okay, it's vital that we study the Word daily. Study the Word daily. Memorize Scripture. Memorize Scripture, okay? Have it there. Watch. Watch as I close. I'm closing with this. Here's the Scripture. Okay? This is the scripture. It's there. The thing happens. I'm feeling like this. And I'm thinking, oh, what does that Bible verse say? Oh, what does it say? Oh, wait there, let me get to it. Let me get to it. Where was it? Old Testament, New Testament? Where was it? That's not dwelling. No. See, that's when it's on the outside. When it's dwelling, it's not on the outside, it's on the inside. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Now it's dwelling. You see, dwelling, it's on the inside. That's why scripture memorization is so important. We've got to memorize the scripture. Are you with me, everyone? Yes. It's a very important message this morning. This message can change, transform your life and the life of your friend and the life of your family member. Please share it with them. Tell them about dwelling in the Lord. Praise be to God. Amen.